Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Neil Watson, the Dive God.
And I'm Peter Hughes.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
We've been around the block a time or two with the diving industry.
But I've never heard something as nutty as this.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
God's friggin' gift to humanity.
Now here's a guy I've been putting up with for over 20 years.
Greg, the Dive Master.
You can tell the master I'm done for the day.
Now beat it, loser.
And by the way, Greg, it's Peter Hughes.
Whoa. Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I've been very lucky over the years to be able to travel the world doing this show for almost 30 years now, actually. And hanging with people like the Dive God, Neil Watson, and Captain Slate. You're going to hear a special show, Valentine's Day. We have a slated or a special broadcast that I spent some quality time with these diving legends. That's coming up here in a few weeks, and you want to check that out accordingly. However, you know, not only do I get to hang with some of the diving legends from that literally made diving popular around the world 50 plus years ago, but I get to travel, and I've been to some pretty cool places over the years. And a lot of the times when I'm traveling, I try to piggyback a dive show onto some of these travels. And one of the big dive shows going on right now is in Germany. It's called the Boot Show. It literally is like 10 days long. I don't quite understand why they did this, but it's a water sport show. So there's a small section of like 9 different convention halls that focus on diving, but there's like other elements to this show in Germany, in Dusseldorf, Germany, that like have boats and outerwear and anything loosely connected to the water, you know, like fishing and stuff like that. But they do have a diving pavilion or a hall or two just focused on scuba and free diving and stuff like that. And it's going on right now. And it's in Germany in wintertime, and it's fun. I mean, I did the show right before COVID, and you know, for me, being that we're based here in the States, Florida to be specific, it is always a treat to go outside the country and kind of see how the dive markets compare to what we're used to here stateside, right? So, you know, we typically do the DEMA show, which is a trade event. So you have to be a dive master above or in the industry to participate in that event. At least you're supposed to be for that. And we've been doing that for years. And then you get the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. There's a new one happening in Atlantic City this year, which we're going to be attending both of them. And they're back-to-back weekends. So we got Long Beach, California, at the end of May. I think it's Memorial Day weekend. Then the following weekend is in Atlantic City. So those three events are the big stateside dive shows that we're planning to participate in. And I'll probably be out there front, you know, out front of the show, opening the show each morning, giving away a ton of stuff as we do. We've just kind of been roped into that kind of festival type of a thing over the years. But I've been looking at branching out and looking at some of the shows outside of the States, like the Boot Show in Germany going on this week. I couldn't work it out this year, but maybe next year I might go out there, because, you know, the different perspectives you get from the diving community and how they look at different elements of diving is pretty, a lot of it is the same, but there's a few elements that really surprise you. For instance, I remember when I was at the Boot Show, the mermaid segment of that event was much, much larger than what we're used to and the kind of mermaid nonsense that we do at the dive shows here stateside. They had a whole pavilion of mermaids and put on these massive shows and had a tank, and they do that in Germany. It's very popular in Asia and stuff too. I mean, the mermaid thing was like, I mean, I don't know if it's better or it's just more intense or what, but They take the mermaid world to another level in certain parts of the world than we do stateside. So I was like, hey, could our mermaids hang with some of these international ones? I don't know. I mean, well, who's laughing? Someone's laughing right now. Who was that? Was that Jerry? You don't think
Jerry did it.
Our mermaids would rate?
No.
I can say mermaid cat Who has a big pavilion going on at the boot show in Germany. I met her last time. I was there.
Tony would hang. Yeah, she would do good with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had various mermaids through the years that I think could hang with all of them. I do. But they do an amazing job on the mermaid side of things. But, you know, the dive gear, there's certain manufacturers that are much more popular internationally than we see stateside. But just, you know, it'd surprise you maybe. I don't know, or maybe it won't for our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. I just went through the latest list of dive shows. Now, I already went through U.S., but here's some that you may not have considered or thought about. I mean, Germany is a big one. The boot show, like I said, they claim to be the largest water sport show in the world, by the way. So it's not necessarily the largest dive show in the world, but it's definitely a massive event. I think it spans out over 9 convention halls, and it is impressive event that's going on right now. But then you got a big show in February in the Netherlands. There's one that Pete from Scuba Board reported on us from once, from Moscow, Russia.
yeah sure. I'm American, can I come over and visit?
Yeah, well, he did years ago.
What do
you mean? Well, why couldn't you? Can Great. You can travel there if you want, sure. Especially under media, which, you know, I'd sign off for you. Nah, you could go. I wouldn't guarantee you'd be able to come back.
They'll say you're a CIA spy or something like that. No,
and then they'll look at you and they go, oh, yeah. Okay, let him go.
Let him go. He can't hurt anything.
There's no way. He's not smart enough for that kind of stuff. But no. But they do have one in Moscow in February. You know why they do these dive shows in the dead of winter? I kind of question that mindset, but I think it's because they can't dive when it's like, you know, ice hole, you know, conditions. and so
gives
they
something
they,
to do.
Yeah. Gives something to talk about. Bring the dive community together in Russia and let's talk about diving, even if we can't do it. So they got one there. They got one in Italy in February. Then there's the UK dive show. And Stoneleigh, I think that's how you say it. I don't know. In the United Kingdom, that's the Go Diving Show. That's a big one. And I'd love to do that, but I'm going to be already traveling. I was looking at that one this year, too. Then you go into March, you got Barcelona, Spain, Finland in April. And in September, there's another one in Germany called Interdive. So, and that's kind of a consumer / trade show for that part of the world as well. So, you know, we got our U.S. dive shows like I went through. The other one I'd mention, you know, that I'm not planning to go to it this year, but I could change my mind. Boston Sea Rovers has been going on for years. That's March 14th and 15th in Massachusetts. And that one, we usually have someone that's there that reports on the show for us, but I've been flirting with going out to that one. Now, the other one, now when you get to Asia, it gets kind of interesting, too. So, several of these shows, I mean, I'm just thinking it'd be fun to go. First off, is there any Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad members that want to go do one of these shows just for the heck of it? Say you did.
Yeah,
I'd go there.
Yeah, and a couple of those. Finland would be fun. And then Finland?
Well, Finland's a natural because, I mean, Finland should be a rite of passage for every diver because it's called Finland, right? So, you have Finns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. Jerry, I mean, when you laugh like that, and if I send you to Finland to cover an event, you can't like giggle like that. You're going to be a representative of the USA.
I'm not laughing at Finland. It's just your analogy of it.
Jerry prefers Fiji, not Finland.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's actually a dive show in Fiji, to be honest.
Of all places where there's water all around, there's no dive show.
They definitely have travel shows, but I don't know if they have a designated dive show.
The other good one would be to the UK.
Well, the UK would be good. There's one in March for that, or February.
Is there one in Japan?
All right, well, we'll talk about Asia next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.